This is Jerry Blumberg. Festive or frantic? Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. The countdown is on, and Christmas is fast approaching. Are you ready? With all that there is to do, I wondered if you have heard the word lament. Sure, I've read it in the Bible, but considered it a King James word, not one for this day and age. But I sure can lament about the things that are still not done. A dictionary definition of lament reads, 1. A passionate expression of grief or sorrow. 2. A complaint. I read a book by Esther Fleece, No More Faking Fine, which really explains how, as Christians, lamenting can be good for the soul and our relationship with God. In studying the life of David in our Bible study at church, I noticed that he was a great lamenter. Just read the Psalms, where David poured out his fears and complaints to God on a regular basis. He held nothing back, and God could take it. Yet in the end, he always gave praise and thanksgiving for who God is and what he does, because God was always there to take care of him. Mark had deep brain stimulation surgery in September, and the recovery has not gone as we expected. The brain is a complicated organ, and mixed in with all the other health issues that Mark battles, the doctors continue to tell us that it just takes time. In the meantime, much of the work falls on my shoulders because he is now very unstable, falling easily. A friend commented that I was too anxious. Anxious? I thought about it as I lay on my couch one afternoon and had a long complaining session with God about who was going to take care of Mark if I didn't. I had reason for anxiety, but in his still, small voice, God spoke to my heart and said, I will take care of him, followed with, and I will take care of you. Peace flooded my soul, and I lifted up that anxiety and let it go to the one who cares so much for me. The Christmas season is notorious for bringing anxiety to life. As much fun as it is, the pressure we put on ourselves to meet everyone's needs and desires can be overwhelming. This Christmas, let's purposely lay those expectations of ourselves and our family at the feet of Jesus. He delights in meeting our needs and giving us peace.
This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.